This is Get By With a Little Help, a Spider-Gwen Deadpool crossover fanfic written by Mixtape Star and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Gwen Stacy Deadpool, with additional tags for female Deadpool, lady Deadpool, gender or sex swap, and was written for Trope Bingo Round 6 for the prompt Gender Swap. Wanda Wilson wasn't here to make friends. She was a merc with a mouth. Her newest favorite thing was delivering a perfect one-liner and then hearing, "Wait, Deadpool's a chick?" just before kicking some goon's face in. But there would be no goons today. Wanda had a mission, and it relied entirely on there being no goons whatsoever. The ride up on the elevator was painstakingly slow. And just her luck, some corporate asshole stepped on 26 floors up, eyes glued to his phone. Wanda waited for the wide-eyed, panicked look that people always got when running into her. But wouldn't you know it, corporate what's-his-dick didn't ever register to the presence of another human being. She had a few extra floors, and ripped him something to remember her by just before stepping off the elevator and going for the stairs instead. She hated suits. The wait on the roof was even longer. She was sure her target would pass through here if her data analysis was correct. And of course it was. But maybe she'd mixed up the days, and photography classes ran long. Who was she to keep up with college schedules? Almost an hour later, she received her payoff. "Greetings, Spider-Gwen," Wanda called as soon as Spider-Woman touched down. Gwen sighed heavily. "What are you doing here? And don't call me that." "Aw, come on, babe, don't be like that. I'm here to help you with your little doctor problem." Though how that woman got a PhD in tentacles is anyone's guess, she added under her breath. Gwen pulled off her mask, and Wanda felt a little thrill. Her discovery of Gwen's identity had been an accident, and Gwen had played devil's advocate against it over the past several weeks. This was the first time Gwen was willingly sharing it with her.
"Wow, you look like shit," Wanda said.
At Gwen's answering glare, she went on. "Don't get me wrong, nobody looks as shitty as me. I'm just saying, your usual effervescent beauty seems to be hiding behind a mask of suck today." Gwen sighed. "Do you ever feel like you're just stretched too thin?" Wanda raised an eyebrow, though the mask barely shifted.
"Is this a webbing joke?"
Gwen slid down heavily against some turbine that probably did something important for the building below. "Between school and work and the band and this," she said, plucking at her costume, "I feel like I'm going to come apart. Something's gotta give." Wanda was never particularly good at this sleepover sharing time thing, but for Gwen, she'd do her damnedest. She knelt down next to her and began braiding her hair.
"The fuck are you doing?" Gwen asked.
"Shut up, I'm comforting you." Gwen snickered.
"Right."
After a moment, she took a deep breath and kept talking. "I was hoping it was just an adjustment period. It used to be that I'd go to school, come home, do the family thing and relax, then sneak out and do the spider thing. I just don't know if I can do it alone anymore." Wanda's braid wasn't particularly symmetrical, but it worked well enough to swing it around and hit Gwen in the face. At Gwen's "ow," Wanda said,
"Did you completely tune me out earlier?
Remember the part where I said, I'm here to help? You only have to do all this shit alone if you choose to." Gwen sniffed, a small smile slipping onto her face.
"Are you giving me the it's okay to ask for help speech?"
Wanda tossed her head back to accentuate her sigh of frustration. "As if you don't know that. Yes, it's okay to accept help when it's laid at your feet. It's okay to share your identity with help and vent about your life and accept that help doesn't really know what to say. It's also okay to make out with help, you know, if the mood strikes. A smirk played at Gwen's lips, and Wanda couldn't look away. Yeah, all right, Gwen said. Sorry, I've just always been a figure out what you want and take care of it kind of gal. So, you know, was that a yell right to the making out, or... Gwen stood and pulled her mask back down. I've got to go take care of some stuff. This was supposed to be a quick stop to drop off my camera, she said, pulling some supplies out of her bag and setting everything up expertly. But we'll talk soon. Okay, but how soon is soon? Because I've got Pilates at 7. Gwen zipped up her bag and offered a hand. Need a ride? Oh, hell yeah, Wanda said, willingly sliding into Gwen's embrace and thrilling at the swoop in her stomach as Gwen swung them back down to ground level. Seriously, though, Wanda shouted as Gwen dropped her off and continued to web away. Are we not gonna exchange numbers? Email? Snapchat? But Gwen was no longer in sight. Superheroes, Wanda muttered in frustration. I'll have my people call your people, came a voice from above. Wanda glanced up to find Gwen hanging upside down from a streetlight. Gwen lowered herself down just enough until her face was across from Wanda's. Oh my god, Wanda said. Are you gonna let me do the thing? What thing? Gwen asked. But Wanda had already rolled up her own mask over her lips and was reaching out to do the same for Gwen. Wanda paused expectantly until Gwen sighed, licking her lips. Oh, all right. Wanda grinned and pressed forward to capture Gwen's bottom lip. It was a bit awkward. She had to account for teeth in a whole different way, but she was certain it looked amazing. Seemed more romantic in the film, she said. See you later, Deadpool, Gwen said with a smile, fixing her mask before webbing off into the sunset. Wanda Wilson wasn't here to make friends. But maybe she'd make a girlfriend, if she played her cards right. The end.